Good evening. This is Bob Lilly with another profile. A 5-minute sketch of an interesting person doing interesting things in KOA land. Profile is heard each evening, Monday through Saturday, at 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Tonight's profile concerns a man who has gone from division manager of an oil company to an airline pilot to candy maker, who feels that a man's most important asset is his friends. Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, was the birthplace of tonight's profile. St. Paul, Minnesota, to be exact. It was on June 24th, 1912, that Ludwig and Alice Harmson welcomed the birth of a son, and they named him William D. Ludwig Harmson was passenger agent for the Soo Line Railroad. Bill Harmson was educated in the Pro-Cathedral Grammar School and graduated from De La Salle High School in Minneapolis, and then he went on to St. Thomas College in St. Paul. Bill's first job was grease monkey for the Barnsdall Oil Company filling station at night. Then he became a salesman for Barnsdall in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. And then for 9 years, he worked until he became division manager at Duluth, Minnesota. When the Barnsdall Oil Company discontinued their retail division, Bill terminated his position. And then he turned his attention to flying. Soon he was a pilot for Inland Airlines, a local Minnesota feeder line, and then he flew for Continental Airlines. Bill Harmson married Dorothy Banneman in Minneapolis, and the family now consists of three boys, ages 15, 12, and 10. An airline pilot must always be thinking of the future, and that's what Bill Harmson did. In May of 1949, Bill received a telephone call from his wife stating, "You know that business we've been talking about getting into someday? Well, we're in business. I've just rented a store and made a payment on an ice cream machine. You'd better come home and tell me what to do next." The Harmsons were in business. He made such a success at the ice cream business that he launched a new venture, helping others to open their own ice cream stands. But the ice cream consumption dropped and rose according to the outside temperature. So Harmson started to build up a line of candy to sell during the winter. He hired an old-time European train candy maker and started in on a small scale. Instead of quantity and cheaper price, Bill Harmson concentrated on quality. Fortunately, quality paid off. The demand was immediate. In the beginning, Bill would drive into Denver for a sack of sugar when it was needed. Now, it's delivered in 200 sack lots. A barrel of dextrose lasted 3 months. Now the plant goes through 15 barrels a week. The business soon outgrew its small beginning. The candy is now manufactured at the Sugar Bar Ranch, west of Wheat Ridge and Denver, Colorado. The candy was given the trade name of Jolly Rancher Candy. Candy made at the Sugar Bar Ranch. The Jolly Rancher plant, modern, air-conditioned, and provides employment for more than 25 neighbors. Colorado beet sugar, chocolate from South America, pecans from Texas, cinnamon from the Spice Isles, corn syrup from Iowa. These ingredients and many more are blended into Jolly Rancher candies at the rate of 4,000 pounds per day. Nearly 10,000 pounds of candy in the form of 3 dozen different products is shipped each month to every state west of the Mississippi River and as far west as the Hawaiian Islands. Besides making high-quality candy, Bill Harmson has two hobbies, horses and flying. And remarking about his hobbies, he said, "I insist on good horsepower in both." Does tonight's profile have a philosophy of living? Bill Harmson puts it this way. Do good each day for someone and make a new friend. They're invaluable. And that's profile for tonight. Airline pilot, ice cream maker, and quality candy maker supreme, William D. Harmson, the Jolly Rancher. Join us tomorrow evening at 10 minutes past 6 o'clock when KOA Radio will once again present a profile of an interesting person. This is Bob Lilly speaking.